Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
DJ Primo TV.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hey, what's up? You listen to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
And now, you're currently on what the people are saying is the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? The Zariah Effect.
This is so crazy because I have recorded this episode 3 times for every season that I've had. It just has never made it out, I guess. But I think it might make it out this time because my views have really changed. Like, I'm more enlightened about how this generation, I hate to say that, but this generation takes relationships. I feel like a lot of people have become very aware that love is not the only thing that's needed when it comes to marriage. And marriage is kind of a contract. Like, yes, you may love each other, cool, but then it's like, I'm not going to lie to you, many people, if it was just about love, many people will get married to their best friends, because there's nobody that loves you more than your best friend, and you know that. I don't think it's just about love. I think it's also a business deal in some cases, but nobody wants to admit that, because in their minds, love conquers all. You know? But I think in this generation, because of the fact that people are losing touch of the fact that, not losing touch, people are losing hope. I don't know how to put this. People are more aware that love is not the only thing that makes a marriage work. And so they're trying to make the most out of the business aspect of it. Oh, this man must pay for this. Oh, this man must do this. Yada, yada, yada. And I have no problem with that. I think one of the reasons that I even thought of making this episode, like this time again, I was watching this video. This is V. Her name is V. I don't know how to pronounce her name. V-E-E-I-Y-E, right? So she had a YouTube video talking about billing men. And there was this like screenshot of a girl saying that, oh, she wants to buy a wig for 800K. All she has is 300, and she needs the man to please lend her or just give her the 500K to complete the wig. It's just funny, to be very honest. I think it's just so funny. And I have no problem with anybody that's their life. Like, do you, man? Me personally, I don't like when people do stuff for me. I don't like asking. I don't even like when they do it on their own. Like, I appreciate it, but a part of me is like, oh my god, fuck, I owe you a fuck ton of shit for this that you just did. Like, don't give me that burden of feeling like I owe you, because I don't want it. Simple. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's even a toxic thing. But I just can't fathom sitting in the corner and asking somebody to, wait, I want an 800K wig. Fine, cool. It's okay if maybe I have 600, I need 200. I wouldn't still ask for it, to be honest. Maybe I'll settle for a 600K wig, or I'll just wait to get the 200 to buy the wig. But I have 300, and somebody that the wig does not even concern is supposed to provide 500K. Like, where does logic even come into the equation? Like, that's just wild. Like, even if somebody had a fuck ton of money, like, that just shouldn't even be their business. Me wanting to get a wig. And I don't even think they're dating, because the response that the man gave when she said she wants to get a wig was like, oh, get the wig now. Lol. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So that's what made me think about this. It's like, oh my god. And then I saw this girl, like somebody that I knew personally. She was narrating the story of how one of her friends at the age of 17 broke up with her boyfriend because he couldn't afford this gift and that gift on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I don't know. Like, is romance dead in this generation? I don't know. I think love is still there, but so many expectations are just wild. And to be honest, I'm not even going to lie to you. At my young, tender age of 19, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship. I think that if I get into a relationship right now, it would be more of a liability to me. Not because it's a bad thing, or you can't have a relationship without money. But I just feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm so busy with other things that if I end up being with somebody currently, like mentally, I may be ready for a relationship, who knows, but I'm just not interested in going into one right now because I believe in spoiling each other both ways. And maybe that's not a common thing to see on social media, fine, but I believe in spoiling each other both ways. And I think that it's different. Like, me, the way I spoil somebody, it's not the way they're going to spoil me. Maybe somebody may be more material and I may be more acts of service. That's not anybody's business besides us in the relationship. But even if I'm spoiling with acts of service, like, I'm still going to spoil you materially. And I'm not saying that, oh, I can't be in a relationship right now because it can't work without spoiling each other materially. But I just feel like where my head is at currently, I don't even have the time to commit to it. And I wouldn't even want to commit financially to it. I don't know if that's making sense. Like, I'm not trying to say that a relationship cannot work if we're not spoiling each other. It can. But I want to spoil people. I thought that my love language was just acts of service, just quality time. If I actually like you, I'm spending all my money on you. So I wanted to get to a point where it's not going to be a liability. And I'm not going to regret anything. So let me wait and sit that one out for a while. That's not a bad thing, though. I'm not saying that, oh, I'm going to wait till I'm fucking Kylie Jenner for me to be in a relationship. But it's okay for me to say, okay, that's not my priority right now. That's not where I want my money to go to, respectfully. And that's fine. Even date night, like, am I going to fly to the date night? Obviously, money's still going to be spent. So I don't want anybody to be a liability to me. And I understand that, like, you can see people and then it just makes up for the money that's spent. But, man, I do have my priorities currently. And being in a relationship is honestly not one of them currently. And that's allowed. I'm 19. Like, I'm not old and time is not running anywhere. And people that I'm going to possibly date are not running anywhere. But I think it's so important to realize that, like, I understand that in relationships, you have to make things work. You have to compromise a lot. But please don't make a heavy compromise. Like, if somebody's for you, then in some cases, you guys have to be similar. And a common example of this is when it comes to having kids or getting married. Why are you with somebody that wants to have kids when you don't want to have kids? If somebody makes a compromise in that situation, somebody's going to suffer a huge loss. Having kids is not some joke. It's not some, oh, let's just do it because, let's not do it because. If I don't want to have kids and you want to have kids and we compromise and we don't have kids, you lose. Even if I gain that you're lost, or we compromise and we have kids, I lose. Even if you gain, I still lost. So I understand, obviously, people are going to preach, make compromises for your partner. But please, those are not the kind of compromise. Those are not the kinds of compromise that you should be making. Because that will fuck you up in the long run. And it doesn't take wisdom or years of experience to know that. That's not something you compromise on. Because God forbid you're the one that wants to have kids and something bad happens to you down the line and those kids are left with the parent that just never wanted kids in the first place. That's going to be terrible. So yes, you can be selfish. You can be like, oh, let's just have kids. It's going to be fine. I'm going to be here with you along the ride, yada, yada, yada. But then anything could happen and you have no control over that. But then again, relationships currently make me wonder if people actually want to experience love. Because it's just so performative. And it always has been. Like, your grandpa probably wouldn't have let your mom marry your dad if he did not have money or he didn't buy this or he didn't buy that. Marriage, most times, is not built on love. And if it was, there wouldn't be any shame for a relationship ending, because a relationship ending does not mean that the love was not real. People come and go. And that's a normal thing. And I'm 19. Like, I haven't been in any serious relationships. But it's just so obvious that, especially in this generation, lots of people don't want to experience love. They just want it's just, it's crazy though. Even when it comes to having types, I feel like a lot of people are not comfortable telling people who their partners are, not because they want to keep it a secret, but because they don't think that that partner is appealing in society's eye, if that makes sense. Because obviously everybody has their personal types, but then there's like a type of men, of women that the media would accept. So it's like, yes, I may love this person, but it's like, oh, they don't look social media attractive, so maybe I'm not going to share it. This is crazy though. And it's a common thought that people have. I've never had that thought. Who am I sharing? Like, realistically, who am I sharing? But it's crazy though. And even when it comes to types, they aren't really real. Like, it's so funny, yeah? I don't have a type when it comes to who to date. My only criteria is that the person should be taller than me. And then a lot of people that I have been attracted to are not taller than me at all. And I don't think types are real, though. I feel like when you love somebody regardless. I mean, maybe that's why, like, you know, whenever people get together and then they break up, then it's like, oh, they were ugly anyways. I think when you actually do love somebody, like, a lot of things just don't matter, like, at all. At all. Like, many people that I've been attracted to, they just do not tick any of my boxes, but then they're still so beautiful. It's crazy. So I don't believe in types. Like, I don't believe, oh my God, this person must be this, must be that. I think you have to be attracted to that person, of course. But then I just don't believe in types, to be very honest. I feel like when you love somebody, you love somebody. And if you keep on reinforcing your type, even when you actually do like somebody, but they just don't fit in that box, then maybe it's not even your type. It's just who you think you look good with. And that's a common thing on social media. And maybe you don't really care about if they are compatible with somebody. Do they look good with them? Which is crazy. I mean, do you, man? That's none of my business. But it's just crazy. And I think a lot of people need to touch some grass. Like, it's okay if you're not ready for a relationship. Do not pour your unhealthy standards on somebody's poor child. I hate men. I would never pity them. But then sometimes it's just not sane to pour those expectations on somebody. Like, you're so young. Tell me where a 17-year-old is getting money from to spoil somebody's child. Like, that is wild. And you know the thing, lots of people are like, oh, but your dad spoiled you like that. Like, some people's dads did. But then it's like, I don't know. Relationships are just so worrisome to me, because it's like the girls want what their dads would do for them, and then the boys want what their moms would do for them. So it's like, maybe stay away from each other. Maybe be in your parents' house. It's honestly insane to me, honestly. Like, I wouldn't even lie to you. It's so scary. Like, I don't get it. I don't get relationships nowadays. Like, I'm not even trying to say, oh, I'm not one of them. Like, even if I'm not one of them, the person that I find will probably be one of them. And I still have to meet and face all these things, unfortunately. But it's just crazy, though, man. I really do believe in love. Like, I'm not even somebody that's crazy about relationships, but I do believe in love. I believe in love for friends, for partners, all of that. So it's just kind of crazy to me to see how there's just so many rules to it, especially on social media. Oh, don't do this on the first date. Oh, don't send this. Oh, don't say this. Oh, don't do this. Do this only when he does this. Say thank you only when he does this. And it's just crazy. I think especially dealing with men, you have to dead the lover girl in you. I wouldn't even lie to you. But then again, it's like, is it really that deep for me to change myself completely just to play some stupid game with people? It's crazy. Is romance dead? I don't know, but it's looking shaky though. It's really looking shaky. But I feel like it's going to get to a point where people are like, you know what, maybe this contract of marriage is not working out for me. Maybe I'll just get married to my best friend. Can happen. It's not to be frowned at, you know? But yeah, that's really all I have to say. Please focus on you. Focus on the journey that you're on as a human being first before you think about letting people in. And I'm not saying that you have to be completely established for you to be in a relationship. You have to have everything figured out. Like, I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form. I think life is, like, you need people in life. But just know when you're doing something because you want to do it, rather than because that's, like, a norm on, like, social media and stuff. Because I feel like social media has a lot to, you know, a lot of roles. Does that make sense? Has a role to play in how relationships work nowadays. And I feel like a lot of people always say, like, oh, my God, social media ruined relationships when we were, in the olden days or something like that, like, used to last longer, but then I don't think people were really happy in those relationships. I'm not even counting that. That's not where I'm coming with this at all. Like, if you weren't happy in your relationship, then social media didn't ruin anything. It just made you more aware of the things that just weren't good. But it can still work. But it's shaky. I just want to say it's shaky. And man, woman, girl, boy, please don't allow anybody to put any unrealistic expectations on you. If you can't cook, you can't cook. Learn to cook for yourself. But if you can't cook, you can't cook. Don't go and learn to cook for one stupid boy. That's just insane. As if you don't eat. You're telling me that you're not going to cook for yourself, but you're going to cook for one stupid boy that's just lazy and doesn't want to use his hands and feet. And it goes, you know, both ways. Like, you can't be spending your hard-earned money on somebody that you don't even like just to impress. Life is crazy, honestly. I don't even know where I stand in any of this. Like, I just want to stay away from everybody. Everybody's scaring me. Like, everybody's scaring me. Even randomly, like, we're having conversations with people, and then I'll just hear something like, oh my God, if he's my boyfriend, he should invest in me. And I'm just wondering, like, we're both broke. Like, what do you mean? But then again, if you have really high expectations, please date a lot older. So you don't pour those expectations on somebody that's your age. But then again, you will get the punishment for dating people that are way older than you very soon. But that's all I have to say, man. Hopefully this episode does make it out. Hopefully. But it's crazy. And I'm scared. I'm scared, man. I'm just scared. Like, I'm not even necessarily romantic at all, to be honest. I'm not even lying to you. But I just love love. You know, and love does not just mean romantic love, like even platonic. Like, I just love loving people. I love making people happy. And this generation is like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Well, that's all that I have to say, man. Tell me what you think, as always. And I will talk to you guys soon. I'll probably put a poll on my story and all of that jazz. And we'll talk about it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you rate the podcast, leave a review, follow the podcast wherever you listen, and check out the Instagram at The Zoraya Effect Pod. New episodes every Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.